Hi, everybody. This is Robert with P5 Radio, and my guest today is Dr. Steffi Althaus from Top Notch CEO. Dr. Althaus, welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Althaus is a frequent guest and a contributor of great bits of knowledge and information, and today she's going to share with us her 25 things to consider before hiring a consultant, and that fits in the category of top-notch consultants. Top-notch consultants are people that can really make a difference in your business. And I really think we should just dive in. 25 is a big number, right, Dr. Steffi?
Absolutely. So let's get cracking.
All right. What's the first one?
Well, the first one is obviously the person that you're hiring has to have the education and the certification to deliver what you as the client need. Simple.
Simple as that.
Right.
And then number two is the experience and knowledge.
Right. So then education and certification alone, of course, doesn't cut it. You also have to have, the consultant has to have experience and be knowledgeable in the areas that are relevant to you. And that also means this person must be able to understand and appreciate your world.
I love number three.
Okay. The person obviously needs to be smart. They need to understand your business. And if that's a complex business, like the businesses we often deal with, you know, it's, you just have to bring, you know, your brain to the job. The consultant must do that.
How about number four? I like four as well.
So four is about being trustworthy. And, you know, really, I think it requires for the consultant to offer an opportunity to go get to know that person. And for the client, as well as the consultant, to figure out whether the fit is right.
I think you just touched on something important. A lot of these work both ways. I mean, I think consultants have to be careful that they don't hire the wrong client. We can talk about that maybe as we go.
Well, that's very true. And that leads right into five, which is the consultant needs to speak the right language to connect with you, the client, and your team. And so, you know, if you're coming from a completely different place or you just speak a different language, it just won't work, no matter how good the consultant is otherwise.
And number six, I think, is very important.
Yeah, you need the consultant needs to ask for the right prerequisites so that he or she can really do the work. So if, for example, they need a simple business plan to really do the work, or they need some materials to evaluate, or they need access to the right people in the company, they can't be afraid to ask for that. They need to be honest and ask for that upfront so that the client knows what they're in for and what is expected of them.
You know, that's so true, because often we're asked sometimes to bid on a proposal, yet we don't have nearly enough information to be intelligent about what to offer. So that's good. Number seven, listening.
Well, so listening, that's a really foundational thing. And not every consultant does that well. So find out whether you feel like this person really is listening to you. And that leads into number eight. Excellent communication skills, very vital. So no matter what the person is able to produce, if they can't communicate that, then it's no good.
Which ties to nine.
Nine is about interpersonal skills that work well with you and your team. And, you know, that is also somewhat of a personal choice. So, for example, if you like to work with people who have maybe a little bit of a sense of humor, then, just see whether you jive with that person. So interpersonal skills, and also in conjunction with what preferences you have.
Great. 10 is a winner.
Okay, so obviously you want the consultant to do something, and oftentimes creative, innovative, problem-solving skills are essential to that. So that's number 10. And then number 11, though, is the consultant needs to be open-minded. So if they come in with a very fixed view of everything already, that is of less value to you as the client.
Which explains number 12 and some of the value of even hiring a consultant.
Right. So Exactly. This is one of my favorite ones. Well, they're all really good, but I think, not that I'm biased. But number 12 is about bringing fresh eyes to the job and to the client. The thing is that one of the greatest values a consultant, a top-notch consultant, can bring to the job is to not have set beliefs about the situation. The client, as a client, you are very close to yourself, to your own business, to your own team, and there are blind spots there. And those blind spots may harbor both opportunities you haven't taken advantage of, as well as challenges that maybe you don't know of or you haven't known how to address. And generally, we can round up wisdom within your company that hasn't been considered, as well as bring in a fresh perspectives. So that's about bringing fresh eyes, and that's very, very vital.
Perfect. Number 13, I love because, and I'll let you share it in a second, but one of the benefits you get of hiring a consultant, I believe, is that they bring a toolbox with them that sort of gives you a very quick bump in results sometimes. So maybe you, with that intro, you could share 13.
Yeah, hopefully not just sometimes, but consistently. So number 13 is to bring tools that have been proven to yield the results you need and proven to yield it consistently. So just like you wouldn't hire a plumber with, you know, crappy tools, you know, and a beat up truck, hopefully, you know, shows up with proper tools. And so with the top-notch consultants, it's the same. You want to see what tools they have and that they're proven to give great results.
Perfect, which obviously ties to 14.
Yeah, so then you want to have a systematic process. You want to see that the consultant has a systematic process that can produce consistently excellent results.
15 is probably worth a star and a check mark. So
yeah, so I threw that in there into the list, that the consultant must have a system to back up, share, and protect all data that pertain to you, the consultant. Recently, I saw a marketing consultant who actually had lost an infographics, and it was sort of hard to understand, but it produced a delay in the project. And you know, these are things that people sometimes don't think about, but they're very important. And how do you share information with how does the consultant share information with you, the client?
Great. And 16 is a powerful one.
So this is, yes, very important. There's a lot of consultants who come in on their big horse and say to the client after evaluating what's going on, thou shalt do this, this, and this. And I think that's not a good idea. In fact, what we do and what we recommend you consider when you are hiring a consultant is that the consultant co-creates a plan with you. So an action plan should come out of co-creation with you and your team. And that generates buy-in with you so that you will feel actually inclined to implement. Otherwise, the whole exercise is pretty useless.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
The next one is the consultant needs to see the big picture. And that means, you know, Robert, you and I, we often talk about strategy. And so in the big picture, it needs to be strategy oriented, while also the consultant needs to be capable of helping you with tactics as well. But stay away from consultants who just embark on tactics and don't see the big picture and don't think strategically.
That is going to cost you money. That's good advice. How about, 18?
Well, it's going to make you money, actually. It's going to, both. But it's going to make you way more money than it's going to cost you as an investment.
Correct. 18's a biggie.
18 is about integrity. The top-notch consultants only deserves the term top-notch if he or she keeps the promises and also is real. You know, what you see is what you get, what you're told is what happens, and make sure, of course, that you don't misunderstand each other and check the person's testimonials or the company's testimonials and references.
Absolutely. And
next thing is to be responsive. You know, if you're expecting a response, you're not getting it, you're not going to feel good about it. So the consultant needs to be responsive. Consultant also needs to be punctual. That's number 20. And respectful of the client's time. And by the way, that goes both ways. So you as the client, of course, need to return the favor.
Perfect. And that gets made easier with number 21, right?
Right. So 21 is about setting clear expectations for the client and the consultant. And so I would say the biggest issues that show up are when that's done wrong, when the client and the consultant are not clear with each other on what exactly the expectations are. And sometimes can be tricky because sometimes, you know, you don't quite know what the project will really require. So you have to work extra hard on making sure that you can throw your arms around it. And sometimes the solution to that is to set up the project in some phases. So you can define the first phase fairly well, and you can start to understand the second phase in more detail as you do the first one.
Right.
So the next one is very practical. The consultant has to fit your timetable, and it has to be clear that he or she has enough time available to serve you in the timeline, on the timeline that you need.
And it's the same with budget.
It's the same with budget. And so you need to say, okay, what's my budget here? And be realistic and make sure that your expectations fit with that budget and that you're not expecting to get top-notch service for, you know, next to nothing. So that's not going to work.
Which then ties to 24.
Yeah, so, you know, my advice to you as the client is don't be cheap on your way to success. I mean, it's cool to expect great value, and I think you need to. And I would strongly advise against hiring a bottom feeder, you know, who is so desperate to get your business, they'll promise all kinds of things and likely can't deliver on it. So the cheapest is not usually the best value. It's actually almost never the best value. And it's not so much the cost that you should consider, but the value.
And the last one is the biggest.
The last one is the absolutely biggest. Do you get the feeling that the top-notch consultant is utterly committed to you and your success? And that means now and in the longer run. In preparation for this interview, I've read, you know, what some other people are saying about this topic. And I came across this this phrase, you know, that consultants have a one-night stand with their client in terms of the project. And I think top-notch consultants really care about their clients now and in the longer run. I certainly can say that a top-notch CEO, we do that, and all of the top-notch consultants who are working with us are doing that.
You know, and that sometimes means being willing to tell a client not to work with you.
Sure. I mean, being a top-notch consultant also means that you need to be able to and be willing to say no when you see that the fit is not right, that you're not the right fit for that person, that you either can't deliver what the person needs, or that the expectations aren't matched up right, or whichever of those factors that we just went through is not sitting correctly. So these 25 things that we just gone through, I think they're critical criteria for you to consider. And in fact, Robert, you suggested that we make this list available, and we will. So this will be attached as a download to this blog, and you can use this as a checklist for whichever consultant you're considering to hire.
Super. So I guess we're out of time, so I'm going to really quickly wrap up. I think it's a great list. I think everybody should download it and keep it on their hard drive someplace. Our guest today was Dr. Steffi Althaus. Dr. Althaus is the CEO of Top Notch CEO, and her website is topnotchceo.com, and you can reach her there. She's always available. If you have any questions, feel free to email her or schedule a brief consultation. That's topnotch, so TOPNOTCHCEO.com. Thank you, Dr. Althaus. It's been another great session.
Well, thank you. Have a top-notch day. Cheers.
Bye-bye.